I think if
anyone, there's definitely a lot of me in him.
If anyone can get money out of Randy,
reverse that.
But you're one of you's in one of you.
Yeah, I hope no one's in any.
You're made of his jizz. Yeah.
Yes, I am his jizz.
Yeah, I am my father's jizz, as they say.
That's a t-shirt nobody would wear, but somebody should make. I need a bear right now. Hey, I need a bear right now. Hey, I need a bear right now. Give me the real. Hey, I need a bear right now. I'm added to the money every time I step out. It's real overseas, gotta be show you how. I stood on my feet, let me know your background. Money coming back round, real loud my sound. I know you wanna be, let me see what you found. I came for the bag and I pull up on the now. I'm poison on the bag when I'm running in the drought. Bigelow the crystal cloud, break the fake decrease. All right, we are back with episode 29 of Jesse Miles Podcast with your host, Jesse Miles Snyder. It would be weird if it wasn't. Anyway, this one was a fun one for me, and I hope it's a fun one for you. I got my old friend Craig. He's a surly restaurant manager who lives in Boston, who I grew up with and am friends with to this day. This episode was recorded early December 2020. So it's a little outdated, but is it? A lot of the stuff is still perfectly relevant, and I hope you have as much fun listening as we had making it. Big thanks to Real Over Deceit for making the music, and he didn't make the music for the show. He just made the music, and then he let me use it in the show, which I am forever grateful for. So check him out. That last song is called Bag. So go check that shit out on everywhere you listen to music, and enjoy the show. I don't know. I just couldn't believe that the ignorance in some people is so blatant.
Yeah.
But what we found out this year, and we've already known this for a long time, that the ignorance in almost all people is a lot harder to see, but it's there.
Yeah. It's at this point,
I think. You can't just see it.
And it's like willful ignorance at this point. Like, there's no reason why you can't easily be well-informed on most things without actually trying that hard.
I mean, the news is not helping. I mean, it's from all angles. It's just scaring the shit out of people. A lot of it's misinformation. But with that said, just do your research. Go out there, and if you feel a type of way very strongly about any topic, then you better be able to tell me a lot of things I don't know about it. And if you can't, then don't talk. Like, then you're a moron.
Yeah, sit down.
Like, it's that simple.
It is. Yeah, this has been interesting watching everyone show their true. Either they're like, we find out they're racist, or lately I've been finding out people are just like weird with the anti-mask conspiracies.
Yeah, I got people who that I work with are like, I'm not taking the vaccine, and I'm like, you're gonna take that vaccine, okay? And I said, I'll take 10 vaccines
for real.
Give it to me now.
Yeah,
like I would have absolutely volunteered for the trials. Like, I have a lot of I know so many people that are out of work. You are going to take this vaccine. And if you don't, you're not going to be able to do international flights. They've already announced that, most airlines. It's going to come to a point where you're not going to be able to go to a restaurant without showing some sort of shit that you've had it.
Yeah, otherwise,
I mean,
give me the chip. That's what I'm saying.
Give me the chip.
Give me 10 chips.
Attach it to my bank account, though, so I can swipe it over something at the 7-Eleven so I don't have to fucking worry about pulling my card out, my wallet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a mobile speed pass, but it's my dick.
I had this conversation with somebody working at a different restaurant yesterday. And I was like, they're talking about a chip. And I was like, give me the chip. Just make sure that chip does a lot of different things. So she's saying that she's getting a lot of people she knows getting worried about they're taking your DNA.
Good.
And she's like, how many people have done ancestry.com and this other shit? Like, she's a like-minded person, but she's just, you know, coming at me from the other angle, because I love that. Like, that's what I want. I mean, I want to be able to, you know, I want to have those conversations. That's, to me, that's how you become a smarter person, more informed, because just talking to like-minded people all day long, well, I mean, that doesn't do it.
No.
But she says, so the DNA, and I'm like, the DNA, who are the people you're talking to? they're a bunch of would-be or acting rapists and child molesters. If I'm going to commit a murder, you ain't going to get my DNA because I'm going to have plotted that out long in advance. And there's no way I'm going to have any DNA left on the scene. Yeah, so the only people worried about their DNA have got to be doing some sort of goddamn wild sex crimes to be worried about their DNA getting caught up in this.
Yeah, take my DNA. It's fine.
Like, exactly.
I think it's probably already been taken. Like,
who even cares? Let's just be done with this. Whatever it takes. I mean, I will give you my left-hand pinky finger. Like,
yeah.
Let's just be done with this.
I would definitely, like, if someone was like, I'm going to sever one limb, but you don't, this is done, and you don't have to think about it anymore. I'd seriously consider that. I'd probably get rid of old, my left foot.
I mean, I have a bedside machete, and I've always thought to myself, if I have to use it, if I catch somebody, I've been trying to catch people stealing packages on my porch. And if I do, I'm going to let them choose right or left hand before I take it off.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah. I'm not going to go for the throat. If you run.
Yeah, right in the back.
I'm going to have to cut your head off.
Yeah.
Exactly. What am I supposed to do? You left me no choice.
I was going to say those exact words.
Don't do that. Don't leave me no choice.
Yeah, that's rude. They've put you in that situation.
I couldn't agree more. Send him a notarized letter. We just got some cameras. I haven't put them up yet, but we just got some cameras to put outside. Last Saturday, there was a guy who, like, so we live on a one-way street that's, like, maybe an eighth of a mile long. Maybe. Cars parked on both sides. It's very much, like I said, it's a one-way. It's a narrow one lane.
Yeah.
And there's a park at the end of the street on one side. And this past Saturday, somebody vandalized 20 cars, kidnapped a toddler briefly, assaulted somebody. The whole hood was chasing this motherfucker down the street before the cops got him. Like, the hood came out.
Well, the cops aren't going to catch anyone.
Oh, they got him. But that's only because, like, there was, like, a dozen motherfuckers chasing him from the other direction.
Yeah, exactly.
His better option was the cops.
Yeah.
Because if these other people got you, like, where we live, you're done. Life's a lot cheaper here than it is in Vermont.
True that.
And that is the truth. Most of these people are, with that said, listen, I like the street I live on. I walk with my head up and I say hello to my neighbors. When I moved here, people were like, are you crazy? The neighborhood next to us, so we live in Fields Corner in Dorchester. The neighborhood next to us is called Savin Hill. When I told them, we were looking at places in Savin Hill. My old, like a boss, one of my old bosses, he's since left the company. He goes, you're looking to move to Stab and Kill? And for me, it's that mentality that has continued to make, like, to grow this stigma. With that said, gentrification is happening in a big way here. And Savin Hill is now known as a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And we're the next one. We're the next one. I mean, the house... Again, like there's a lot of criminal activity around here, but the house across the street, one floor of the three family is selling for $500,000 almost. Like, what? How does that make sense?
It doesn't.
White right. People. I need a bed right now. First time you might fail. Never give up on the route. Everybody might bail, but believe what you about. How you supposed to get a bed when you always on the couch? You know, it's big money when I open up my mouth. I mean, moving out of Vermont, like, for me, and, like, for me accepting other people, was so good. I mean, I'm so glad I did. Yeah. I'm so glad I left my bubble, because I, you know, living in North Carolina for 5 years, in Washington, D.C. for over a year, and now in Boston, like, experiencing different cultures, 100% will change your viewpoint. And listen, when I lived in North Carolina, at one point, I was like, I'm not racist. And it made me feel pretty racist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like the second Domino's that I managed down there in Durham was horrible. The money was phenomenal. 23 years old, making $75,000 a year, working at Domino's Pizza.
Yeah, I remember that. That was wild.
But if I sat outside in a lawn chair for my shift, you'd hear gunshots at least once.
Damn.
And these people treated everybody else like shit. Up here in the hood, it's not so bad. With that said, though, with that exposure to these people, I also, like, my staff was from my delivery area. So my staff was my customers, too. And they exposed me, like, I met so many great people, so many phenomenal people that, like, opened my eyes to, like, how much bigger the world is than your little shitstick community that you live in anywhere USA.
Yeah.
It's way different to live in a metropolitan area than it is to live in the country.
Yeah, sounds horrible. But I can see the benefits, but God, I hate people in crowds and buildings and cars and stuff and noise.
Yep, me too, baby. But that's part of my helping this new 2020 anxiety situation.
Yeah, well, I want to get into that because that's fun. I was thinking I gotta take a piss real quick, and I'm gonna.
Me too. I gotta rip a dart.
Rip a dart. I'm gonna go put a t-shirt outside and take a piss, and then.
All right, I'm gonna take my head thing out just for a second, just to make sure I'm getting a hard charge, as they say. I don't know if that's a thing. I mean, I know what a hard charger is. I think of myself as one.
You're a wicked.
But I'm gonna. I want to make sure I want to make sure I get a hard charge on this. So.
Got you.
You know. All right. Mantis toboggan.
All right. BRB. Hey, everybody. Jesse from the future here. Speaking of t-shirts, I thought I would come at you with a little bit of advertising. I put out some new food porn shirts, so you should definitely buy them. Please buy them. Not only are there t-shirts, there are tank tops if you hate sleeves, sweatshirts if you're a cold person, and canvas bags if they're even in stock, although they weren't the last time I looked, but you should look. You can find them by following the link in either my personal Instagram, Jesse Miles Chainsaw, or the Culinary Smut Peddler Instagram. You can also find a link to them if you just go to my website, jessemilesnyder.com. Even though these are through Teespring, I still get a pretty significant portion of the sales, so it really helps me out, it helps the show out, it helps the world out. So go check them out. All right, back to the show. I get it.
I mean, I'm not just on the come up here in the hood. I'm coming up in the North End with the Italians as well. Wow. I want to make sure I've got all my bases covered here. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to meet Tony Soprano so I can get a job.
With you know what I mean? Mafia?
Sure.
That seems like a... Well, you live dangerously.
I'm the least suspecting person to come up and kill you.
That's true.
So that's why I'm perfect for it.
Yeah. That's true. And you have little to no feelings that you show anyway.
Oh my God, dude. I have no feelings anymore. I mean, I have so many feelings, but I could not about caring about people that I don't already love.
I gotcha. Yeah. You've only got so much. You know?
So this person, we go out, can't access to work the next day, it's Sunday night. So parking can be a real problem around here. You don't need a sticker, like a resident sticker, where a lot of places in the city you do.
Mm.
Which can make a big difference. You know what I'm saying? Like it's less people can park there legally. So, yeah. But around here, no one cares about what the laws are. So it wouldn't really matter anyway.
It's the Wild West.
So I'm driving around. And I'm like, Candace, get out of the car. You got to work in the morning. Get ready for bed. Like, I don't have to work tomorrow. You know, however long this takes, how long it takes. 25 minutes. I'm driving around in circles looking for a parking spot. And I watch this girl run into my neighbor's car. And she tries to take off. And you know me. Mm-mm-mm. Not on my watch. So she goes down the street a little bit and pulls over halfway. So I floored it, pulled over in front of her, jerked the wheel over so she couldn't even get the... She couldn't... If she wanted to leave, she would have to run my car over. My car's bigger. So, good luck. And I got out like the police. I told her, I said, I'm going to need your license, your registration, your proof of insurance. And she is hammered and starts going fucking ballistic. And I'm like, I'm not going to tolerate this shit around here. Like you're hitting my neighbor's car, and I would have done that for anybody, but this is my direct neighbor who I talk to like all the time. He has a dog that he takes out and I smoke. So we talk a lot. You know, we see each other all the time. she's going fucking crazy. And I'm like, there are a few ways this can go. I've already got your license plate number. So if you want, I will move my car so you can leave and I'll call the police and this will be a hit and run. Or you can give me your insurance information and we can just take care of this on the side. I'm trying to give you an out.
Yeah, for real. It's a good deal.
Again, she is going still. She's going crazy. She's screaming like, she's screaming the N-word at me 19 million times. But that's life around here.
Yeah, you know what Boston. I mean? I was just going to say Boston.
And she also was Latina. So slow your fucking roll, first of all. Next thing I know, another female shows up out of nowhere from some house. Turns out she's the owner of the car and her friend borrowed it, supposedly. And I said, okay, well, that doesn't change the situation at all for me. However, because this girl was calm, and once I told her what happened, she couldn't give me the information fast enough. And I said, and I'm going to tell Evan, my neighbor, that you were the one driving the car. So that way, if the insurance company, you know, you were the one driving the car. Because I know this girl ain't insured under you. Yeah. She's hammered. So we can avoid the DUI. We can avoid your insurance company dropping you. All she had to do was leave a note. And I would have been fine with that.
Yeah.
But the fact she tried to take off, all of a sudden I was like fucking Hawaii 5-0. You know what I mean? I had to get on that. I could not let that slide. Like, I could not. I mean, she gives me all the information.
Yeah.
I got Candace. I'm like, because Evan won't answer the phone. I got Candace on his porch, ringing his doorbell, knocking his door. Can't wake him up. It's only midnight, but this guy goes to bed at, like, I think, like 6:30. I don't know. His lights are never on. I don't know what's going on over there. Doesn't matter. It's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, this motherfucker comes out of nowhere. This fucking good-sized motherfucker comes out of nowhere. And now he got a problem with me, running his mouth. And I said, first of all, I don't know who the fuck is talking to you. Because I know I'm not talking to you. So I don't know why the fuck you're talking to me. I mean, I have gone full-blown, embraced where I live. I mean, you know, in The Hangover, where they're like, in The Hangover 2 or 3 or 7, where they're like, Bangkok's got him now. I feel like that's what's happened to me. The hood's got me now. You know, Fields Corner's got him now. And so, like, I explained to him the situation, and then I let him know that I owed him no explanation. So that was a gift. I get what I want. I find a parking spot. I come inside, and, like, I'm supposed to be going to bed, but obviously I'm all amped up now. So I'm like, I'm going to go out and smoke a butt. Dude, I don't even have the lighter to the cigarette yet. And that motherfucker was from wherever he was waiting for me, looking for me, like runs up on my porch. And I was like, if you're not prepared to do something, you better never run up on me like that again. So I told him in a heated exchange that we're taking this neighborhood back. I'm done with this bullshit. I'm done with people doing wrong to their neighbors. It's not right. The police don't do shit here. They're worthless. So it's up to us to take care of each other. He ran up on the porch, assuming that I meant white people.
Well,
are taking this neighborhood back.
You can't.
And I looked at him and I said, what I meant by that was that you and I are taking this neighborhood back and everyone else who lives on this street. He was yelling, I lived here for 23 years. This, that. I'm like, well, I live here for fucking 4, and I've never seen your ass before. And I also said to him, so you've been here for 23 years, and this place is a fucking dump. So what the fuck are you doing?
Ooh.
But once I explained to him that it was not a racist thing, he dapped me up in the end.
To be fair, it's Boston and you're a white guy. I'm going to assume you're racist immediately until you prove otherwise.
I'm an ally.
I know that.
And I'm trying to look out for my neighbors.
I see a dude in a Boston shirt, and I'm like, possible ally, more possible, just you know.
Well, you know what that is? That's a perfect example of your ignorance.
I mean, Boston's pretty fucking racist.
It's not as bad as it's not like that anymore. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Everyone knows what
it's like when people like.
It's a fact.
We own an Irish bar. And I'm thinking when people go in there, it's like, why do black people even come in here? Don't they know about the fucking Irish?
I know.
like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I think there's like a line in Sunny where someone's like, no one scares black people off faster than Irish Catholic shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Given the times, I feel like, I mean, his reaction was a little over the top, but, like, I don't blame him for just assuming you're being racist, to be honest, just because, I don't know. It's just the times. If last year, maybe I wouldn't have thought that, but this year, it's like, you got to keep your guard up.
You know what else, though? Instead of me feeling unsafe in my neighborhood, some of these motherfuckers need to feel unsafe, and it's not because of the color of their skin.
What is it because?
Because just treat your neighbor right.
Right.
Just do right.
Yeah.
Just do right.
Don't be an asshole.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. Shouldn't be harder to do right than wrong.
That's my new outro to the show, is just don't be an asshole. That's the only advice I have for anybody.
It's so easy.
It's really easy. I've been also, not an asshole for a while.
I find it very fucking hard. I find it very fucking hard sometimes. Yeah. But it's also perception.
Yeah.
You know, you might think I'm an asshole or something, you know, but other people are going to be like, that motherfucker the man.
I mean, it's like both. To me, you can be both. They're not mutually exclusive. You're one of the biggest assholes I know, but also I love you. Oh,
yeah, well, I love you. And yes, and thank you for that. Chasing bass right now. You know I got to focus. I can't lose my count. I double up the hustle because I need my mouth. I flow like a river and I move like a child. Get my groove from the... Go outside with that shit, please. I'm on fucking live TV. Fuck. No fucking respect. I tell you, no fucking respect.
It's all right. I've noticed that in podcasts, I was listening to like, I think it was like Inspector Deck or something on Talib Kweli's show, and you could hear like car alarms and engines and like yelling and shit in the background, and it's just like,
yeah, it's real life. I mean, honestly, complete silence in the background for most people probably drive you crazy.
I will kill myself. I hate silence. I can't have it quiet. My girlfriend likes silence at times so she can think, and I'm like, what? Thinking? That's wild.
Thank God. Thank God my life isn't all the way that way, because for me, being silent is a challenge.
Yeah, I start making noises. I'll just be like, boo, whoop.
It's one of my favorite noises. It's one of my favorite noises right there. I mean, if you were to gauge noises, that's top 10 for me right there.
It's a really good one, yeah.
In fact, I can guarantee you that I've used that noise around Candace.
I feel like
what is that from?
I don't know. I feel like I might have gotten it from you, but we got it from somewhere. Yeah, I don't know.
We did.
But it's she noticed that. And you know what's funny? I make a lot of weird noises, and apparently like there was like a really popular tweet that someone said something about like, has anyone else found themselves just making weird noises now that they've been alone more? And it's like, huh. Is that a thing? I don't know. But yeah, I can't stand silence. And sometimes it's good and I appreciate it sometimes and I'll like enjoy it. But it's like 10 minutes and then I'm like, all right, we gotta fucking put on a YouTube video or some shit.
Like when my parents come and visit us, my mom especially will be like, I couldn't sleep. The sirens, the this, the that. It's like, what? I slept like a baby. I didn't hear anything. But you become desensitized to that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely need a fan or some white noise or I'll...
Oh, we run the fan every night. Yeah. Absolutely.
I will lose my fucking mind.
I mean, last night we had two fans on, but it was pretty hot in there, if you know what I'm saying.
Sex.
Hey, I didn't say it, but sex.
Nice. You're banging your wife, dude.
You got me. Hey, somebody's got it. That's what I always say.
Ayo. That's pretty dope.
What can you do? It's not going to be me. It's going to be somebody else.
Fun stuff. So, I noticed you're like, anxiousness like when you were I think it was around the time you were like trying to still date Christina while she lived in Keene, and you were like yanking your hair out of your face
still do time.
And that's when I realized like, Craig
that's my nervous tic.
Is it?
So I was able to grow my beard pretty long. I like just shaved 10 days ago.
Yeah,
maybe. And I was doing so good, and wearing a mask actually was helping that.
Ah, yeah, I could see that.
And then the impending doom of knowing that we were all going to get laid off again just, like, put me over the fucking edge.
Just pull all your beard out.
Just in the parts that I do. And that's the real problem. If I could spread it around, it wouldn't look so weird. Especially when my beard was, like, almost 2 inches long, an inch and a half long. Like, yeah. A bald spot looks really noticeable, especially. So, anyway. But, yeah, no, I mean, this anxiety is definitely more recent for me. Although, like, I have... Like, it's turned into, like, weird... I don't want to go to the grocery store.
Mm. Yep.
Shit. Like, I don't want to go do simple tasks that were never a thought for me.
Yeah.
You know?
I do know. Just, I think for now, if you don't have to, if you can find a way around it, it's probably better not to.
I love going to the grocery store, though, at heart. There's so many fun... I love to cook. So do you. I mean, there's so many fun things in there.
No, I love a good shopping trip, but, like, I'm cool just letting others do it for now. Plus, I'm pretty lucky I got, like, farm shares and shit coming in. I got, like, 3 different random farms
sending Yeah, what's up with that? You're getting those secondhand garbage vegetables, I see.
I get the secondhand garbage vegetables. Misfits is awesome. And then I get...
local... It's available here now.
Nice. I think it's great. My dad tried it in Ohio, and he got nothing but shit. And I just think it's because it's Ohio. But whoever supplies this area is doing great. We just got our box today. It was very exciting.
With that said, though, big ups to fucking Vermont farmers. Big ups to everybody in Vermont, you sweet bastards, except for you fucking Trump flag flying, fucking take back Vermont fucking pieces of shit.
Exactly.
Throw that out there.
Yeah, fuck them. And yeah, we you know, shout out to Pete's Greens. We got their CSA. And then we got this thing
called... I want to get into something like that. I've been talking about that with Candace since the day we met.
Fun. It gets you all creative because it's like you get shit you never even knew about. And it's kind of fun. And then sometimes it gets a little overwhelming. And I'll admit, we'll waste some veggies. But we...
What can you do?
Yeah,
those bastards, they don't keep.
Yeah, the greens, man. We do everything we can. And we even bought a little thing for our fridge to hold like herbs in to keep them from going to shit. It works. It's called an herb keeper. I recommend it. But yeah,
I thought you were the herb keeper.
Blaze it, 420.
boy,
man, remember when you didn't smoke weed all of a sudden? I remember we started.
Yeah, I've been cutting way back.
Lately. We were like estranged for a while, and then we started hanging out, and you were like a straight edge.
And you had I was trying to get a job as a cop.
Oh yeah, you want to be a fucking cop? Gross.
I got through the first, the first step of the process in 3 departments in North Carolina. And in Raleigh, I got an interview. And so I went in and I was sitting with this detective who was definitely from the hood. She was older. She was sick. Like, I don't know who the fuck she was. We should get her on the goddamn pod. She was sick, dude. And she's like, listen, you have a college degree. Most people down here don't have that at all, let alone one in criminal justice. So, we really want you. Plus, you're from the North, which means you're not a lazy piece of shit. So she's like, but the only problem is you said that you smoked marijuana 12 months ago. No, and we need 18 months. And I looked at her and I said, well, I told you the truth. I had smoked weed like fucking probably 6 weeks before that. Anyway. And she's like, I'm going to take this to my boss. And she leaves and she comes back like 15 minutes later. And she's like, I am so sorry to inform you that it has to be 18 months. Please come back in 6 months. I'll make sure to reach out to you and touch base. Then I got a job at Domino's for $8.50 an hour. And then, you know, got that opportunity to go wild at the UNC Chapel Hill store. Next thing you know, your boy is a 2009 Rookie Manager of the Year USA. Also, Canadips, 100% all natural CBD pouches, spitless, nicotine, tobacco free.
Oh, man, I remember you had those shits in 8th grade. What were those fucking like? Oh, what was that shit? You had something like that, like young.
I have done the snooze.
The snooze.
And then I switched to mint pouches.
I think it was the
that were just all that were just mint. You know, just to keep my crazy fucking ass occupied with something that I'm doing something. But these shits really work. I did like a whole can in one night playing videos with the boys. I woke up. I couldn't even get up. I overdosed on CBD.
That's fine.
Overdosed on cannabis, CBD. Again, 100% nicotine and tobacco free pouches, full flavor, spitless, and just absolutely calming and wonderful.
Honestly, spitless.
What I'm going to say about that. Well, I've been forgetting to say spitless, by the way. So
I think that's a key selling point, definitely, because that's what grosses me out. You have a fucking bottle of your own spit kicking around all the time.
There's no taste on these things. Like, you're not swallowing anything.
Man.
The snus is supposed to be spitless, and that shit was disgusting.
Yeah, I never even. I had no interest in trying that.
Why would you?
It sounded so gross.
Wait a minute. You smoked cigarettes for a minute. It's been so long that I forgot.
Yeah, for a hot minute there, yeah. Like, I want to say, like,
I mean,
21, it is 24, cool. 25.
It is pretty cool, so I get
it's very cool. Smoking cigarettes while you're driving a car is, like, one of the great joys of life. But
obviously it's horrible for you, but I think for me, if it was going to be that, or if I just stuck with Black and Miles from when we were fucking 13 years old, I'd already be dead.
Yeah, those will kill you quick.
The old special.
Oh, geez.
Black and Mild and a Yoo-Hoo. Before you let the smoke out, take a sip of the Yoo-Hoo.
Classic. Oh my God. Shit. Wow. Yeah, kind of forgot about that one.
What? I got a message from my dad. I think my cousin's husband died. Let's take a look.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, never mind. It's just my fucking aunt and uncle saying that we can't go there, which we already knew.
Well, that's good. You just...
For Christmas.
Well, yeah.
Anyone that's no problem. Christmas is going to happen regardless. I ain't worried about it. We already knew it was going to happen.
I know. I think it's adorable that people thought, like, oh, if we can get through Thanksgiving, maybe we'll have Christmas. But you were never going to have that. We knew in March. As soon as we, I knew in
fucking, amen.
Like,
I mean, March, we still plan on coming April. Up for Christmas, but we're going to see what happens.
I'm not opening my fucking door. Nothing personal.
No, even, you will open your door.
I will not open my door.
You will open all of your doors to me.
I will literally not. There's nothing you can say. You I'm so good will, at boundaries.
Well, you better open a window so I can throw you a package.
Oh, well, you can leave things for me, or you can throw something up front.
No, I got to see you. I need to see you in person.
I'll step up onto my balcony.
It. I need it. Like a fucking junkie needs a fucking fix.
Listen, we're going to do like a Romeo and Juliet style thing, and you're going to be down on the ground. I'll go out on my back balcony.
Here's the thing, though, too. If they lock us down next week, if these Thanksgiving cases go through the roof, then we're already having done a 14-day quarantine, because that's my plan. I'm hoping they do lock us down so I can do a 14-day quarantine before going home.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta. Vermont will fucking kick you out.
They won't do shit. We already went once when this whole thing first happened.
I know, it's so stupid.
But we did a 14-day quarantine before that.
Well, now we have like
house for 14 days, and for us that was a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, we have like official orders now though, and signs and shit. But no one's gonna do it.
Yeah. I saw the article. I was reading.
We spent
that.
Like $4 billion.
Y'all got metal signs now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ! What the fuck is going on?
We spent some stupid.
This governor is really a dumb motherfucker, huh?
I hate Phil Scott. Yeah, he's a Republican. and he shows it all the time. Yeah, I like to just.
My favorite thing is. We got people with no jobs going hungry. Put your Christmas lights out, motherfucker.
Get those electricity bills up. That's gonna
fill your fucking belly.
Yeah, we can't get you any money, but we have an idea.
Yeah, how much stock does that idiot own in the power company?
Oh my God! Oh, it's all shit like that. It's ridiculous. Everyone on city council is like a realtor. It's like it's such a shitty fucking thing.
We gotta get out there. I've been talking about that too. I would be the most ridiculous. I mean, you got to start somewhere. So I'm going to say city councilor. I mean, but imagine me in Congress.
I would love it. I would tune in every day wherever you see that.
You'd be C-SPAN would have never gotten such, never seen the ratings.
Oh, they would.
You know what I mean?
They would blow up.
But it doesn't work like that. Somebody would like jump up behind me and give me a shot of something just to calm me down. Then you'd turn me into your everyday congressman who doesn't give a fuck about you.
Do you think that's what it is? They go in there like wanting to help, and then they're just getting the serum.
I think that very few go in there wanting to help.
Oh yeah.
I think that most of it is nepotism. Most of it is affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are independently wealthy already.
Yeah.
The money has nothing to do with it at all. For me, that would be a good paying job, which means I would really take it seriously and give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the most
effective. And I think that they want to keep those kind of people out. I think the AOC is a fucking hard bitch. Like, hell fucking yeah. Represent.
Shout out to AOC.
And they hate her.
Yeah, they
do. I mean, even a lot of Democrats can't take her.
Well, Democrats suck just as much.
That's what I was trying to tell this Trumper last night.
Yeah, that's the
thing.
Like,
don't be fooled. I don't think the Democrats care any more than Republicans, because nobody cares about me. And no one cares about you even more, because you live in North Carolina, and you're a piece of shit. But, I mean, no offense to people in North Carolina, the Triangle. Big ups to the Triangle. But if you talk with a fucking thick Southern accent and you voted for Trump, you can suck my fucking dick. Get it. On my address, holler at your boy.
You heard it here first.
Hot take. Hot take alert.
It's not even... What I love is it's not that hot of a take. Like, there's a lot of people that
exactly.
are just... Like, anyone listening is going to be like, yeah, no one's going to be offended by that.
Well, that's because all the people who are listening are fairly like-minded. That's why they're listening.
That's why, yeah.
But we'll see. Like, I mean, once this is over, I'm going to have to turn a lot of people on to this. I've been trying to keep this quiet to keep my anxiety down.
Gotcha.
About doing this with you.
I want to blow up.
It turns so out it just...
with people.
Yeah. You can have me on as a guest. And then also, you can just have me on as a guest in security. And then when you give me like a nod or a wink, I'll just step up from behind him and just punch him right in the fucking head.
Yeah, you'll be Craig Sucker Punch.
Oh, I love... I mean, listen, that doesn't roll off the tongue quite yet, but I love where this is going.
We're
going
to work on it.
Yeah. SPC, Sucker Punch Craig.
Yeah, I like it. But I came up in the north, still playing the game, and we do it like a sport. Get a bad patch of torch, see me jumping out the porch late night, back and forth. Skywalker used to force, where the cake, no divorce. Be the center like the source, Mustang, not a horse. History, running scores, nothing less, plenty more. Get your bag off the floor, plays meet me at the store. I don't even go in, I just keep it. I do feel like if more people were like me, the world would be much better. That's
well, also, true. I wonder if we had 100 of you, if that's a fucking, if I'm lying.
I mean, yeah, a lot of me seems terrible. I thank my girlfriend often for just putting up with me. I don't think I'm, like, terrible all the time, but, like, it's gotta get old. Like, I was talking about you, how you've got, like, a lot of energy, and it's a lot to take. I feel like me, it's like a slow burn, and you don't realize what you've gotten into until it's too late. And it's like, oh, shit, this guy's very weird, and he does strange things, and he's exhausting. But it's like a different kind of exhausting.
Sorry, I'm just sitting down to take a pee, so it's not too loud for your podcast.
I mean, I sit down like half the time. I'm leaving that in, 100%.
I mean, are you kidding me? If I wake up, listen, I got no problem sitting to pee.
Sitting to pee is one of the best things. It's very overlooked. It's so much less work. It's very comfortable.
The only problem is, the next thing I know, I was just going to take a pee, and I got caught on the internet.
Hmm. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're sitting down, you're chilling.
Yeah.
You ever just shit and you didn't even know you had to shit?
That's called shitting your pants. And then, I have.
I mean, I've definitely shit. I say, I don't.
Okay, if people. Go ahead. And then I'm going to tell you what I say.
Well, I want to give credit, even though I don't like his comedy that much. Daniel Tosh once said, "I don't trust anyone who hasn't shit their pants as an adult at least once."
I was just going to say that, exactly that. I said it last night and I'm managing a restaurant that I'm about to work at, but I can't tell this kid that I already know that his boss is getting fired and I'm taking her job. And I said, we had a couple of drinks before I left and met Candace and this lady for dinner. And I said, if you tell me you never shit your pants, I don't fucking trust you a lick. I said that last night, bro.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It just happened. Like, you know,
Truth. You're lying to me.
Yeah, you're a fucking liar.
I never had like a big old stinking log.
No, it's never been
really
bad.
That's not how that works.
You gamble.
You don't. I mean,
you gamble and you lose.
I hate that. Did I tell you that when COVID first started, I found out that there is a TV channel called TVG. And there's an app that you can download called TVG, and I can bet on horse races over my phone. and wash them on my TV.
No.
I made $800.
Did you say 800?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What did you put
down?
But
since then, I probably lost almost all of it back. at best, I'm even. But I was up $800.
So it's just a horse gambling app?
It's horse racing, which I don't necessarily agree with, but honestly, I don't not agree with it. I mean, it's either, listen, they're going to race, they're going to go to the glue factory, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's keeping them alive for one more race.
Like, yeah, if they stop making money, those horses are just going to die.
Exactly. So. I mean, the dog races, I don't do. I mean, my dad took me to a couple when I was a kid, and even then, I couldn't do
it. Where the fuck did you go to dog races?
Everywhere. My dad took me everywhere. Are you kidding me? Listen.
I know,
but horse is a hell of a drug.
No, but like, where in like Vermont they had dog races?
No. I was out with the boys. We were out with the boys in New Jersey, New York, Delaware.
Gross. Oh, I forget Delaware is a state. You never hear about Delaware.
No, that's probably a good thing. They're probably doing it right.
Yeah, Delaware is doing something, you know? Right. I don't even consider them a real place.
I mean, I grew up at Saratoga. You know, I mean, like.
Yeah. No, I remember
one that. Monday a month during race season, at least we were there. And like, overall, those experiences have absolutely helped make me a better person. At face value, races? I can see it. All and grow. I mean, my mother would not give this motherfucker anything. He got one day a week and every other weekend. So our one day, and he lived an hour away, pretty much.
Yeah, I remember.
Half the time.
Down in
Samoa. So our one day a week was spent in a pool hall at Breakers Billiards most of the time.
Fuck yeah.
Also, I'm good at pool now, so fuck you, divorce.
Remember when we tried to go to the bingo parlor and they kicked me out because I looked like I was 12?
I told her, there's no way he, what would you say, 16?
No, 14. There's no way he's 14.
And I said, there's no way your eyebrows are real.
Yeah, that was really
racist, actually, thinking about that.
And I think about
she was racist towards you as a young person.
That was not she racist. She was an at ageist. All. That's not what racism ageist. Is. That's ageism.
Okay.
But well, you know what?
It's still hating someone based on bullshit that you don't know.
To be fair, I wasn't 14. I was 13.
Bro, you didn't look a day over 10 and a half.
I did not. Not until I was about 20.
So in retrospect, I'll give her that. At the same time,
I don't even.
If my dad vouches for you,
I know.
You're good to go.
Like, fuck you. Yeah, like, who cares? But
I mean, I am my father's son. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I vouch for you, you're good to go.
Yeah.
I couldn't, like, that, yeah, I tell that story now. Still, that was a good one.
That's funny. I kind of forgot about it until just now.
Also, who the hell is trying to sneak kids in to play bingo? We ain't at a goddamn fucking porno shop.
Yeah, like, what are we gaining from playing illegal bingo? Such a weird fucking thing. Well, the problem
was is that you were about to win $1 million and change your life completely.
Oh, I would have gone. If she didn't kick me out. Yeah, if she didn't kick me out, I would have really changed my life.
Yeah, you would have had B60, fucking G4. I mean, you had them all.
Oh, G4, dude? Are you kidding me?
I mean, I prefer a G6 now. I'm probably a G7 out there now, but, you know, I'm
fly like a G6? Or?
Amen, brother.
Pop references. Am I right, folks?
Jesse, none of us ever thought we'd live to be 30.
I mean, I thought I'd live to be 30.
I never did.
I never thought you'd live to be 30.
No, I never did. And I mean, I probably realized that I was going to be 30 when I was like 26, 27.
Yeah.
But before that, and especially when I was younger, like just living hard, going wild, doing whatever, I definitely never thought I'd live to be 30.
Yeah, it's funny.
Life is a bitch. Next thing you know, you're 30 fucking four.
It's so long. Life seems short until you're like 30 and you're like, dang, I gotta do that at least once more. Fuck.
Mm-mm. Dude, life seems a lot shorter now to me.
Still seems
long. I thought life was long then. I thought 30 was 100.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of comes and goes. Sometimes I feel like it's long. Most of the time, I feel like it's long. I don't know. I just think about how much this crazy
year
shit's
has
happened.
Been like 100 years.
Yeah, like the last 34 years for me of they haven't been bad, but it's like, man, that was a lot of stuff I had to do, and it's like, shit, I could live like another 34 years. That's fucked up.
Listen, I worked my ass off for these 34 years with nothing to show for it, really.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not homeless, and I eat every day, and I don't have to worry about my card getting declined. But what the fuck? You know, I would have thought if I'm going to live to be 30, I'd have a lot more to show for it than this.
I know. I think a lot of us had that in mind. Like, you get all your shit straight in your 20s, but it takes all of your 20s to just kind of, like, not kill yourself. And then you're like, okay, well, I guess since I'm going to continue living, I'll try.
I think it helped that we started killing ourselves when we were, like, 13, 14.
Definitely. I always say that.
Like, by the time, like people go to college and do drugs and drink.
Yeah.
What? By the time I was in college, I couldn't give a fuck less about that. I've been doing that for fucking 6-7 years.
That's the thing, yeah. I was watching freshmen in college just, like, fuck their lives up just because they had their first taste of freedom. And I'm just, like, baked out of my mind getting A's. And I'm like, what even is this shit? You guys are fucked up.
Good for you.
It was great. College, before college, I was like, man, I'm going to feel so stupid. And then I got there and I was like, I'm a genius. Absolutely.
One thing I'll say is that I do not understand how the mayor, who has been putting crazy restrictions on restaurants, like whatever they can do to make it so we can't make a dollar, let the kids come back to school.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
They're pushing it hard even here. They're like putting them
anywhere. We exploded with cases after the kids came back.
I'm sure. Yeah, NYC's letting the kids back too.
Well, that's new. They're just doing it now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the college kids, not.
Oh yeah, that's nothing younger. Insane. Yeah, the college
correct.
Kids.
And also, I can understand for freshmen or for seniors in your second semester who already have a job lined up, sure. Like pending completion of your degree.
Yeah.
But how the hell would you not defer?
I know. Semester? That's
why wouldn't you? What? Yeah. What? That's, why wouldn't you?
It's insane.
Yeah, what are your parents telling you?
The whole thing's bonkers. I don't know what people are thinking. Like, oh, if you miss this year, we're gonna like lose this whole generation of whatever. And I'm like, no, you're not. It's fine. We got plenty of people to fucking do whatever. Like, it's gonna
kids these days are already soft as a goddamn fucking soft boiled egg. And I mean, it. Listen, these little shits getting a fucking 6 months of school without children interaction with other kids ain't gonna make a goddamn difference. They were already not gonna do shit for us anyway, for society. Right?
I know. Yeah, they're not gonna live up to anything. It's fine. They can chill.
I mean, we were one of the last generations that at least produced some fucking hard motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite
it doesn't
soft.
Exist now.
No.
Dude, I was like, what's that noise? And it's my cat snoring.
Oh, that's cute.
He's so cute.
Animal snores are the best snores.
So high pitched.
I don't
got a whistle to it.
It does. I love a nice whistle. I don't think I'm very like tough in any.
You're tough
way.
Enough, baby. You're a hell of a lot tougher than the kids that are coming up now.
I suppose.
Beat the bag out of these fucking kids coming up now.
Wow, I like to think so, but I am very soft and squishy and easy to upset. But I don't know. It's a different
just
kind of
use
thing,
it.
I guess.
Just remember that the punch comes from the hips. It's just like Happy Gilmore.
The punch comes from the hips.
Candace, I'm on live TV. Can I get a little fucking respect around here? Don't look at me like that. Steve's snoring like crazy over here. You fucking busting my balls. Your ass looking great in those fucking pants. Just close the door. I love you so much. God damn. What can you do? What can you do? Married life, you know?
Yeah, the life of a married man.
Happily married man.
That's surprising. I usually scoff at people getting married, but I was like...
She just gave me the finger at the end of that, by the way.
Good?
Yeah, oh yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Started me on. I love it.
Yeah. I get it.
I'd give me the finger too.
Yeah, you gotta.
I found the me.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yeah, normally when people get married, I'm like, I think, boy, you're going to love divorce if you thought getting married was cool. But with you, it's like, yeah, no, it's weird. I see it, and it's like, huh.
So our whole thing was, even when we were moving in together first, was no kids, no marriage. We don't need a piece of paper to prove to each other that we love each other.
All right.
And then at some point, I was like, I want to marry this person. Done. I don't know exactly what it was. I mean, I think it was a culmination of a lot of things, but I said to her, I was like, listen, I absolutely want to marry you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And if you were feeling the same way, then the tax breaks are undeniable.
True that.
And so she was like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, so I'm open to it. So then months later, I proposed. Her mother was also shoving a ring down my throat.
Well, free ring.
Oh, yeah, beauty. Beauty from the 1920s. It was her great-grandma's.
Nice. Yeah, you guys did that right. I like anyone who doesn't go into debt for their wedding, because weddings are generally just a waste of
time. So I said to her, so that was our thing. So I said to her, I said, I refuse to start our married life off in debt because of our wedding. I will not do it. We that was what was said.
Yeah.
That's why the wedding was at where she worked. The after party was at a restaurant that my company owns. And also my dad helped out a lot by giving us fucking 10 G's.
10 G's, Randy? Hit me up. I need that. Give me that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Chill the fuck out. You leave Randy alone. I need that money too, all right?
Listen, I'm going to talk. I got his email. We're going to talk.
Listen, he doesn't understand why you ain't doing sports logos.
I'm going to tell him I need 10 G's to do sports logos.
Yeah, he's going to tell you to go fuck yourself. That's my father. Who the fuck you think you're talking to here?
Listen, I think if
anyone... There's definitely a lot of me and him.
If anyone can get money out of Randy...
Reverse that?
But, one of you.
Yeah, I hope no one's in any...
You're right made now. Of his jizz. Yeah.
Yes, I am his jizz.
Yeah, I am my father's jizz. As they say.
That's a t-shirt nobody would wear, but somebody should make. Hey, I need a bear right now. Hey, I need a bear right now. First time you might fail, never give up on the route. Everybody might bail, but believe what you about. How you supposed to get a bear when you always on the couch? And I always pay money when I open up my mouth.
I don't know.
All right, bro. I'm not going to keep you any longer. I feel like you've had enough of me. I get it.
I have. Nice I mean, enough. It sucks because like I could keep going, but I'm like starving, and I gotta like.
Yeah, me too. Do my. And I gotta work in the morning. I mean, living apart for so long definitely makes it easier to just have a million things to talk about. And yeah, I could easily keep going for 3 more hours.
Yeah, exactly. So,
is it gonna be top quality content? No.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Are you gonna get some good shit out of it? Yes,
100%. Yeah. Nah, we're hilarious. And I definitely want to do it again.
Yeah, I'll let you know, because my life, like as far as work goes, has definitely been like turned upside down.
Listen, you're gonna have some days off.
I mean, my life is like the reunion of Fresh Prince. I ain't seen it, and I'd rather not.
That's how I feel. It's like there, and I'm like, I really want to.
I'm not gonna watch that, dude. I'm not gonna watch that. I'm not gonna give Will Smith my money. I don't. I'm not a big fan.
Are you going to watch the Saved by the Bell reboot? Because I am. That's on Peacock. And that's why I got Peacock.
I don't have Peacock, but yes. Yes, I am.
It's honestly worth it. Like, Peacock's great. Can't lie. I love it.
I mean, Jesse's going to show her tits, I would assume. And Slater's going to body slam somebody.
Probably Jesse.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. And think of the cameos. Who's going to show up? We don't know. It's going to be so exciting.
Only sad part is Mr. Belding's dead.
Belding is dead? Did I imagine?
Mm-hmm. No, he is.
I couldn't remember if it was like Feeny.
Rest in peace. Right, oh, he's dead too.
Feeny's not dead.
Google it.
Listen, I will. When I'm editing this, if this makes
they're old.
The show. Hey, everybody. Jesse from the future here. Yeah, William Daniels, the man who played Mr. Feeny, is not dead. Still alive. Just letting everyone know. Don't worry. Yeah. Well, I don't want to Google it right now because...
Life gets you down at some point, and then it kills you. That's how it works.
It's great. It stops right when you can't do anymore. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably just found happiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you die.
Then you die. See, I need more of this on the pod. I don't have enough darkness.
Oh, I got a lot of darkness.
I feel like, yeah.
So we can listen to the darkness. I mean, and then God love. You know what I mean?
I do. I believe in a thing called love.
I knew you did.
I did.
You have since you were so young.
So young, so naive.
Like you were always like an ET. Your heart glowed so bright, you know? And I just always wanted to touch my finger to yours, but I couldn't stop without shit talking you. Right. And my bad. Look at you now.
I know.
A full-grown ET.
A full-grown ET. I didn't have to go home. The scientists never got me.
I want you to know that Candace is a child. All she wanted in life was to marry E.T.
That's adorable.
She loves E.T.
He's a fucking cutie. I'd hit it.
He is the extraterrestrial. Like, we all a bunch of extra fucking bitches out in this mom. In this ma.
And imagine getting finger blasted by E.T. Get at me.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather, again, better out than in, as I do say. With that said, I mean, I'd let E.T. bang my wife. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If his fingers are that long, what's that dick look like?
I know. He's probably packing. E.T.'s probably packing.
What's that alien dick look like? And does he have a nutsack?
Because yeah.
That's the most unattractive thing on a man, apparently.
It really is. It's ridiculous.
Probably doesn't. It doesn't. It's a gorgeous dick.
Yeah, just a sleek, smooth,
fast. Know, but fat. Also slow if you want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess what we're saying here is I really believe that E.T. fucks.
E.T. fucks.
Yep. Hashtag.
Hashtag E.T. fucks. And I think that's a great place to end it, frankly.
I love you, bro.
Love you. But yeah.
Obviously, we'll talk.
Peace out.
Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Peace.
And that was that. Thanks again to Craig for coming out. Thanks again to Real Over Deceit for letting me use his music. And don't forget to buy a t-shirt, a food porn t-shirt, or a hoodie, or a tank top. You can find the link on my Instagram, Jesse Miles Chainsaw, on the food porn Instagram, Culinary Smut Peddler, or just right on my website, jessemilesnyder.com. There is a link right on the homepage. So that is that. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I sure did. Don't be an asshole. Get a bag when you always on the couch. And I always be money when I open up my mouth. I need a bag right now. Hey, I need a bag right now. Hey, I need a bag right now.